This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Catch our full conversation with Lions head coach Dan Campbell coming up at 9:35 this morning on what is a gloomy Tuesday. Cold. Well, that's what it is. It's December.
I'm getting some videos of snow. Obviously, we can look out the window. And see. The further west you go, there's more snow. Lisa just got home, and in Canton and in Ann Arbor, it's coming down pretty good. So be careful on the roads there. Road conditions are changing as we speak.
Get there in one piece, even if it takes a little longer. Mm-hmm. All right, with the winter, we got the winter meetings going on. John, have you paid attention to some of the headlines coming out of winter meetings with the Tigers?
Yeah, and most of what I've been paid attention to has surrounded Tarek Skubal. Mm-hmm. And we've got some of that audio that we'll share here in a little bit. But you brought some stuff to my attention last night that Scott Harris has talked about.
Yeah, we're doing this again. We're doing the We Can't Block Guys song and dance. And what I don't want to do is yell and scream. I just can't believe this is where we still are. We watched the team go comatose at the plate in back-to-back postseasons. And I'm still getting quotes of We Can't Block Guys. Scott Harris, quote from the winter meetings about external additions. The answer is yes. Can we find those opportunities? I'm not sure. We have a young, deep collection of position players. Go on to say we can't block these guys. We're going to try to find a way to improve without blocking these guys. John, am I missing something? This Tigers team is simply too good and too deep that they can't block anybody. Because that's not what I thought at the end of the season. I wish we could have bottled up the way everybody felt and carry that over to today, because there's no way this is acceptable.
And what we heard from Scott Harris at the end of the year in regards to the offensive production that took an absolute nosedive off a cliff, in essence, following the All-Star break.
It sounds like they thought that was a fluke. That they've got the horses. Maybe a small move here or there, but they've got the goods. Which feels unacceptable.
Well, I mean, okay, so let's talk about some of the three guys that I know he talks about. And that's Riley Green, Spencer Torkelson, and Kerry Carpenter.
Yeah, he said they took a big step forward.
Well, I would say that Spencer Torkelson took a big step forward. Mm-hmm. I think you got pretty much what you thought you were going to get out of Kerry Carpenter, and it's a mixed bag with Riley Green in regards to the power.
All-star, but the strikeouts.
Strikeouts.
Yeah. He then mentioned the next group of guys, Dingler, Parker Meadows, Colt Keith, Wenzel Perez, and he highlighted some of those guys didn't get spring training, so this is some of their justification. And then the next group is the young guys that they don't want to block.
And who are those?
Well, you know who they are. McGonagall's probably the biggest name of that group.
Sure, but he's already, I mean, there's already been reported that they don't anticipate he's going to start the season on the roster.
Right. At some point he'll play, but probably not opening
day. Sure, I think
day.
We all believe that that's the path.
It's just so silly to me that we're still doing this. I know we have some audio where he's asked about the offense and he cites Gleyber Torres as a...
Well, that's not really an addition.
Right, he was already here. John, none of this is inspiring, and I don't know why I should believe it'll be any different. This is who he's been since he arrived.
Well, and for an organization that believes so much in matchups, and we see AJ, and we kind of love it, right?
Yeah.
The amount of times that he, the moves and the different things that he makes, even in-game, to create matchups to the advantage of the Tigers. Mm-hmm. Well, where do they lack in the best matchups? Is somebody swinging from the right side of the plate.
And someone ideally with plate discipline, contact, but also a pedigree in the postseason. I mean, we're describing Bregman, but it doesn't have to be Bregman. I'm reading quotes that they're lukewarm on Bregman. Well, come on, you were all about this guy a year ago, and now it's, not really sure. What's there to not be sure about?
Well, and maybe some of that is posturing.
Maybe. I'm hoping, but John, I think their track record suggests like they are very much about their own guys and doing this through internal development. So what this translates to is we want to run this like a small market organization. And if that's the case, John, if they're not going to have a big impactful offseason to try to chase a championship this year, if it's truly going to be delayed gratification and lean on the young guys and whatever positive regression they're expecting, you trade Tarik Skubal. Right? Is that not the conclusion? You've only got 1 year left of team control. You're not gung-ho about chasing a title this season. You're going to do it the long-term plan. Then you trade Tarik Skubal.
It seems to be...
It's cut and dry.
If you're left to connect the dots, which we all are as fans, and we try and connect the dots in everything that we're watching our teams do,
yeah.
That seems to be the next logical dot. It completes the drawing of what you think this team will be next year or moving forward, because you're not going to go through the season. If you're not going to add the bats, if you're just going to run the same crew back, mm-hmm. Why would you expect for different results when you already had Tarik Skubal and you haven't been able to get past, you know, a certain level in the playoffs, and you highlighted in your postseason press conference the shortfalls and where things went wrong, yet you're not going to do anything to correct what went wrong last year.
So at the end of the season, he was quoted as saying it's going to keep him up at night, how a top 10 offense turned into a bottom 10 offense at the end of the year. And it sounds like his answer is, our guys just slumped.
And some of that may be true.
Right, but why would you not support, bolster, and add to the group so that if your players do go cold, as they have in back-to-back postseasons, they're young, unproven players, a lot of these guys,
yeah,
that you would be better positioned to win a Game 5 and advance to an ALCS, that you would get deeper into the postseason, that you would challenge for a title while you have an MVP candidate, the Cy Young Award winner back-to-back, the ace that is Tarik Skubal. And if the answer is, like, we are not going to make those level of commitments, we are going to run this like a small market team. John, what do small market teams do when their best player gets in the final year of team control?
They trade him.
They trade him for the biggest haul possible. And you know who's connected those same dots as us is Buster Olney. That's a name people respect in baseball. This is what he had to say. If you're factoring in not only short-term but long-term, doesn't that sound like what Scott Harris has been saying?
I mean, again, yes, when you're connecting the dots, that's the direction it feels like it's going. And, I mean, I think there's a lot of people, not that have turned on Tarik Skubal, but they've turned on the concept of you can't trade him, you've got to extend him, he needs to be here, versus they'd be okay if that happened.
Because they're aware that he could walk for nothing.
Correct. And if you're not going to pay him, or if he's not, if he wants to sign a contract for $10 million or for 10 years, then I'm fine with him signing that somewhere else.
What is your reaction to what you're seeing and hearing and what we're sharing from the winter meetings with the Tigers? 248-539-9797. And is the conclusion the same one that I have, which is they're going to run it like a small market and Skubal being traded is likely or necessary if this is the plan?
when you are listening to some of the news, or you're sitting there and maybe you're passively, like I am, watching the updates that just come up on your phone, would you be shocked if there was an, you know, breaking news update and it was a trade for Tarek Skubal?
No. This is the winter meetings. This is the time that they're all going to be talking. Would you be surprised?
No, I wouldn't be surprised. Okay. I'm somewhat anticipating looking at my phone at some point in the next
week. More sense than sitting on your pile of young players, refusing to, quote, block anybody, and then running Skubal out for his final year of control.
Which would upset you more?
Oh, boy.
Him being traded right now and the signal that, hey, we're not going after it. We're going to let some more of these prospects develop because we're taking on more prospects.
Yeah.
Or basically you run it back, you end at the same point next year, and then he walks for nothing.
I'd be more mad at the second scenario. As tough as the first one would be, it would at least it would show like a plan, a direction. Keeping Skubal but not making aggressive moves in the offseason is kind of being half wet.
Right.
Hey, we've made the playoffs the last 2 years, and it's almost like they view, like, if you make the playoffs, you just roll the dice and someone wins a World Series. No, like, the best teams are going to go further. They're going to make deeper runs. It's not an accident who wins the World Series every year. It's not like they put them into a lottery machine and, oh, hey, look who wins. If we're in, we're in the lottery. No, you have to put the best team out there. You've fallen short 2 years in a row, and specifically, John, at the plate. They're talking a lot about pitching, and I'm not going to fault them for trying to get as many arms as you can, because 162 plus the playoffs, you're always going to need more arms. But let's not put our blinders on and act like everything's okay with this group of hitters. Anyway, this is what some of the people are saying. The organization's a joke. Harris is incompetent, and I'm done with this franchise until they do something worthwhile. Guys, I don't think Harris knows what he's doing. He's proven he can't make big decisions. That's Ken and Clausen. I hate Scott Harris. I hope they lose 147 games and he gets fired. He's the most arrogant bum in all of baseball. More texts. I'm about to go on a John-level rant. Scott can't keep saying we're going to bet on the young kids and then say they might come up. Quit being cheap. Stop screwing around with service time. Bring them up or sign somebody. That's Tom in Flat Rock. Guys, you have to get two legitimate right-handed bats this offseason. One in the outfield, one on the infield on the left side. You can never have enough pitching, but you can't fool people into thinking we're blocking guys. Phone calls, feedback, it's 97.1.
FanDuel is the number one sports book for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every single stat live that you love all in one easy-to-use app. So download the app now. Right now is the perfect time to join. New customers get $150 in bonus bets. All you got to do is win that first $5 bet. So take an overwhelming favorite, bet the money line. Nothing's guaranteed, but that's your best shot at that $150 if you just simply win that $5 bet. Bet the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/971Detroit to sign up today. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. FanDuel. Official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager. Only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Taking inventory, talking to Tiger fans. The winter meetings are underway. You're seeing headlines. You're seeing quotes. I have a blurb from Scott Harris. I'm going to read some of it because it's rolling on till 10. He was asked about adding external pieces, and he said the answer is yes. Can we find those opportunities? I'm not sure. When I look at our team, we have a young, deep collection of position players that are in slightly different stages of their careers. And he cites one group with Torque, Green, and Carpenter, who took a big step. Then he mentions Parker Meadows, Dylan Dingler, Colt Keith, Wenzel Perez, another group coming behind. And then he says the majority of our growth as an offense is going to come from within. That first group getting better, the second group getting into that next wave. And then he highlights the young players who will make a leap to the big leagues. We're going to try to find our way to improve our offense without blocking those guys because they're too important to our present and future. Matt Vierling gets a shout out in all of this. It reads of small market baseball. Mm-hmm. It reads of, hey, we're not going to make serious additions. You couple it with the headline that they're lukewarm on Bregman. No reported interest in Bo Bichette. And sure, this could all be a smokescreen, but at some point, this is who Scott Harris is, and this is the way the Tigers operate their team, like a small market organization.
It's all going to be Moneyball.
I mean, how else am I to interpret this?
Well, until they do something, and I know they were close last year, but they didn't get it done.
And do they feel like, boy, we were so close, we're going to be aggressive in pursuit? To this point, no.
No, no, I'm talking about close to signing Bregman.
That's what I'm saying, and they were close. Did that like fuel them to thinking we're going to pick right back up where things left off and we're going to put a big offer on the table? We're going to get this thing done before the holiday? No? No? Okay, then.
How would you feel if they just did a one-year big deal to a guy like Suarez?
Better than nothing, but I mean,
does it have to be a long? Because I don't have a problem if it's not a long-term commitment. Do I want a long-term? Yes, I do. I want what you guys want. I am saying that I can see the reasoning behind going to a shorter term guy.
Because you have young players coming, because there's a lockout coming. Yeah, I understand the argument for a short term deal, but at some point that's all this organization does is band-aids.
The one thing he will not bend on. He won't. They're protecting 2027. It's always been the plan.
I just want to highlight something real quick.
But there might not be baseball in 27.
Right. McGonagall looks to be the real deal in terms of prospects and their type of player, bat to ball skills, plate discipline, contact hitter, all that stuff. And he may turn into be a superstar or even like a Jacob Wilson, who was an instant impact guy for the A's. There is a danger though, in the overall philosophy of not blocking guys. Cause do you remember the last player this was discussed about? It was third base. This is 2 years ago.
Oh, Jace Young.
Jace Young.
Yeah.
Can't block Jace Young. And I'm not trying to pile on Jace Young. He's just an example of prospects don't always pan out. And right. Oftentimes
don't
pan out. So if the organizational philosophy is we're going to pull the slot machine and hope to get sevens across the board, we're going to be pulling that slot machine for years.
Yeah.
Let's get to the people. Adam in Gibraltar, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, this whole Terry Scuba thing, I mean, either trade him, man, or you just go and you say you're not trading because this lockout is probably more than likely going to happen. So, I mean, this whole next year is probably going to have Scuba on our team, I feel like. But I feel like the team that they could potentially trade, like have a trade suitor with, is probably the Dodgers. But my only thing is, if you're trading Scuba, I mean, you're going to have to get value out of him. And I am not listening to any team if you aren't giving me two ready now players and at least two top eight prospects. I'm hanging up the phone and saying you're crazy. So, I mean, is it crazy to ask if you're trading him to the Dodgers? I mean, that's probably the only team that can actually probably sign him.
Or the Mets.
I'm asking for like Glasnow and a right-handed hitter back in that deal and some of their prospects. I mean, in return, they're getting Skubal back. But this whole Scott Harris thing and keeping a small market with offense, I mean, you saw your team bottom three in strikeouts all year last year. And and then, I mean, I'm going to make this quick. I mean, adding contact and someone that can drive and runs is going to be in their offseason. That, I mean, that's it.
Well, it should be. I'm not so sure at this point. Glad to see him deviate, but it's not who they've been. Let's get to Bob. You're next up.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You know, you guys keep talking about Scott Harris doesn't want to do this. Scott Harris doesn't want to do that. Scott Harris just wants to run it like a small market team. It isn't. It's not Scott Harris. It's Illich. Because I'm sure if Illich said, hey, you have an unlimited checkbook, just go out and sign Bregman, go out and sign all these guys,
right,
he would do it. You really should be talking about Illich, not Scott Harris.
Well, Scott Harris has also told us that when they're ready to make their run, that the finances will be there.
He's stressed that when I took this job, I was told I'd have all the resources. I have to make a compelling pitch to ownership, and they'll greenlight it. He doesn't feel compelled to make the pitch to get these guys, not at the price that it takes, and not at the risk of blocking players, as ludicrous as that sounds. Dawson, last word. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Appreciate you having me on. I love the show.
Thanks.
But I'm really starting to get sick of this whole Scott Harris neglectful as far as, oh, we don't want to block the young guys in Detroit. And if you have the best pitcher on the planet, you have to make a run with him if this is the last year that you're going to have him, because we know he's not going to be brought back. And I love, you know, McGonagall and Clark and all the projection of these guys that we have in the system. But, hey, let's ask the Yankees how that worked out with Volpe and Dominguez. Oh, right. Wait, it hasn't worked out. And my fear is that, God forbid, what if McGonagall and Clark come up and these guys, and they have, you know, the year one struggle, and they can't immediately make the impact
of
like Jacob Wilson or a junior Caminero. So it's like, Scott Harris, what's your plan if those guys come up and struggle? And is it going to be, we're going to just...
We'll get them in 27.
The end of time.
We'll get them in 27, like, or we'll get them in 28, or we'll get them in 29. It doesn't feel like there's a lot of seizing the day.
Right, and it's like, I'm sorry, but nobody in Detroit wants to watch Cole Keith, Parker Meadows, and guys like this get meaningful at-bats next year to open the season. Like, that's not what we want to see, and
right. You're
not going to compete with that. And we saw how it worked towards the end of this season. You know, the team...
Well, back-to-back postseasons.
They were plummeting.
Yeah, back-to-back postseasons. I mean, Game 4 and Game 5 in 24, they were 2 of 23 runners in scoring position. I mean, it was painful at the end of the 24 season. And then, of course, everybody stayed up for 15 innings watching them swing and miss and whiff and strike out in Game 5 this year in the exact same spot. They lose in the same spot back-to-back years. So what's the takeaway? The takeaway from the president of baseball ops is, no, we're really deep and really good. We're simply too good to make sizable additions. I mean,
yeah, it's frustrating.
Don't tell me it's raining. I know what's going on. Let's get to Heather with the news.
It's actually snowing.
This news is brought to you by Gardner White. So Michigan lawmakers are moving quickly on a bill that would aim to curb excessive screen time among minors. So the bill would require teens to verify their age before signing up for social media accounts, as well as to set usage curfew for minors and give parents access to their children's accounts, including tools to limit daily screen time. I thought things like
parents
that already existed.
Have access to their child's accounts.
I thought so. I mean, you've told me a lot about what you do with your children and their phones.
Sure,
and
I've done it for myself.
Can monitor. Yeah,
you can set limits for the amount of time you spend on specific apps.
But anyway, there's this maybe a new bill in the works. And according to the National Center for Health Research, 35% of teens on social media almost consistently use their phones or their social medias. Mm-hmm. 54% find it difficult to quit. And they also say that kids who spend more than 3 hours a day on social media face double the risk of depression and anxiety. And they do say the average teen spends 3.5 hours daily on social media. Almost 50% say it negatively impacts their body image.
I'm so happy I didn't get a smartphone until I was out of high school, because I'm on it too much as it is.
I'm so happy.
I couldn't imagine being a kid.
Didn't exist when I was in high school. So happy. I mean, we had to wait for the computer to log for AIM and
you hear the the old school connecting noise.
Yeah. So officials are warning that ice conditions across our area are still unpredictable after three people fell through the ice on Island Lake in Kalkaska Township on Friday. This is a devastating story. A 22-year-old man and his 13-year-old brother died after they fell through the ice. Another boy, a 14-year-old, was able to crawl from the broken ice and yell for help when deputies were dispatched to the lake. This was on Friday night, right around 11 p.m. They began navigating over like hundreds of yards of broken ice to reach the brothers. Rescue crews described it as one of the most challenging emergency response calls in years due to the conditions they were facing. But they were able to find the 22-year-old, began life-saving measures. Unfortunately, he passed away at the hospital. Divers discovered the 13-year-old brother the following morning. So be careful out there on the ice. If you're a hockey player, this is a pretty cool opportunity for you to play at Munn Arena and also help give back to those in need. So Live Free, which is a childhood cancer nonprofit organization, is hosting a 24-hour hockey marathon, all to raise funds for pediatric cancer. So it literally is a hockey game that is played for 24 hours. More than 80 adult hockey players can get together to play in this game. It's going to be broken up into three divisions. Each player does have to register and then raise $1,500. They say that's the average cost to support a Live Free family, provide them a moment of joy. And it's for everyone. It's for the really competitive, very good players to the players that maybe just picked this up recently, you know, for fun, for hobby. Mm-hmm. So the event will kick off at 2 p.m. on April 18th. And the game will go from 2 p.m. to 2 p.m. the following day. So go online if you'd like to play.
Be some tired legs by the end of that game with only 80 players.
Yeah, that's a long time.
It's a very long time.
Great cause, though.
Yes. Finally, Pantone just revealed the color of the year for 2026.
Yeah.
And it's colorless. It's white.
Okay.
But not any white. It's Cloud Dancer. Which
it's cloud
is
cloud
a,
white
is
or cloud dancer.
Cloud dancer, which is like a neutral white, which is like it's white.
Yeah. If you've ever tried to paint a room and somebody says, "Hey, get white." All right. Well, which one?
There is different shades of paint. I mean,
Is this controversial? The first story I see is color of the year controversy.
It is controversial because it's white. It's not a color. People are having fun with it online.
All right, Heather with the news. Dan Campbell next, 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Detroit? It's your girl, Heather, and I'm always looking for ways to stay on top of my game, right? So listen, you know how much I rely on my phone for everything. That's why I've got to tell you about this insane deal from Verizon that'll help you be your best self, too. We're talking a low price on the best 5G in Detroit. Seriously, whether I'm blasting my favorite tracks on the morning commute or snagging those last-minute tickets to the hottest new flick, check this out. You can switch today and pay just $50 a month for a single line. You heard me right. $50 a month for the best 5G in Detroit when you bring your own phone on the unlimited welcome plan with autopay plus taxes and fees. That's a no-brainer, people. Visit your nearest Detroit Verizon store today to lock in this incredible deal. $20 monthly promo credit supplied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Rankings based on Root Metrics Root Score report dated 2H2024. Your results may vary. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.